learned something interesting about anglerfish. I believe you have them in your world. They are this female fish with a light on the top of their skull, just dangling from left to right. And here's the thing. All of them are female. All of them. Because the male, when he finds the angler he loves, he holds on so tight, he bites deep, and she consumes his body. And only the testicles remain. This is done genetics. I asked my dwarven wife about that. She said, obviously, it's the only part the female fish ever needs, and they're done with us. Remember that, gentlemen. Anyway, a quick rundown of the events that have transpired. Let's see. We went to a nightclub, and our wizard became glamored, thus attacking the entire party. A battle ensued. The moon was cast. If you need more than that, then you should probably listen to the last episode. Anyway, it's a real good one. Enjoy. And this one, too. I'm serious. Listen. Shut up.
Alright, let's see what you got.
I was hoping you'd stand up
epically, adjust my bow tie, and go. The moon!
Oh,
and
no.
Cast moon form. Or moon, whatever.
Beam.
And then Mark the changes.
No, it doesn't change Mark. It changes Mark if Mark was in his form. So you see dim light fill, 5 foot wide, a 40-foot cylinder coming out of the floor, coming down from the moon.
It's Bill and Ted.
Yeah. The light persists for 1 minute. Well, he fails. You do 2d8 points of damage.
Oh, sweet. Two. Seven.
He's obviously going to try to get out of it, but if someone were to hold him in it... All right, Xenos jumps off the ceiling and lands on Brian, trying to claw him.
Have a wooden thing.
Fuck you, I'm not helping you.
You have the wooden thing!
You're on my back.
Don't you have a wooden thing?
No, Brian's off your back and he's unglamored.
I know.
Yes.
He was on my back, now I'm mad at him, so I'm not helping him.
Oh, come on, Mark. Suck me a little bit.
That's not a good way to be a team player.
Yeah.
All right, you take
I'm kind of a rogue,
15 points of damage.
What? I'm being slashed?
And since he hit you with both claws, he grips into your shoulders and he bites into your neck.
Oh, you're going to be a vampire.
Doing 14 more points of damage.
14 on top of 15?
Wait a minute. There were four of them.
What?
I said, when they first opened, there was
Marcus and two other guys that showed up one day and encouraged Isaac to do
four. Okay. So there's still another vampire besides these three.
Not counting correctly. Three guys showed up, made Isaac make a deal with Xenos.
There's five vampires.
I told you, every mission you ignore, the later you did it, became worse. So every mission you did, they recruited another vampire.
Yes, I know.
He basically just comes off the ceiling fucking scraping and clawing and just bites into your neck, draining the blood out of you.
I'm down to 17. Okay. Guys, I need help here. I need help.
All right.
We got you.
And then it goes to Albert.
Thank God.
Hustle, do something, quick.
I need to attack the guy who is fucking up Brian's shit.
Jesus Christ, I'm...
Use Deadly Strike.
Well, I'd rather use my greatsword because once it's bloodied, I can set it on fire, and that would do a lot more damage.
Wine in the other room.
Oh, come on!
What do you roll?
A one.
Three.
Three plus eight.
11.
That does...
He misses.
Not hit. You are rolling like shit today.
Go into the office and pour that wine on your sword.
Scream to him.
I will.
All right, it goes to Enzio.
Can I do minor action?
Oh, you free him. Action to say anything you ever want.
Hutzel, run to the other office. There's a vat of blood in a jar. Go put it on your sword and get the fuck back here.
Well, the other office is now part of this office since you blew out the wall.
Yeah.
I love it. There's a thing in the middle, though. The floor is in the middle. It's a big
hole. Yeah, you can go through the hole. But
yeah, you can walk through the hole.
Yes.
I'll do that on my next turn.
Let's go now.
He didn't actually make a move, so he could move over there after his failed attack.
Brian, is there anything else I can do?
I feel highly responsible for getting you in this situation. your dance moves were terrible. I feel like you don't even have perform on there, do you, as a skill?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just... You know,
this encounter went much different than
hey guys,
it's like a knuckle. All right, so I'm Mac daggering Xenos.
Oh, it's over there.
With
all right, this
what is
this
backstab.
This is what it is.
That's a new one.
Yeah, backstab. Since there is another guy within 5 feet of the guy, so basically Xenos is distracted because he's fucking fanged deep in the brine.
Yes.
So you can either take an advantage on your attack. Yes. And you only do your dagger's worth of damage.
Uh-huh.
Or you can take disadvantage onto it.
Uh-huh.
And you do your dagger's worth plus 46 points of damage.
I'll do that.
Come on, Mark.
But you better roll good.
18.
Yay! All right, roll again.
Yay.
It's disadvantage. You roll 2, take the lowest.
Yay!
19.
So you take 18. So you roll, I'll give you the 4, so that's 9 plus roll 46.
And Yahtzee.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10.
Plus 9, so that's 19 points of damage.
Plus damage.
Good job.
He's actually just as wounded as Marcus now.
Fuck that fucker up.
Marcus, who starts his turn in the moonlight. So roll 2d8.
In the moonlight. That's 8.
He's in the second sky.
That's 2.
All right, it's searing like his flesh off.
Good.
He obviously he jumps out of the moonlight.
Okay.
Ooh, he misses. He staggers over to one of the 8 people and goes to bite him, but the person pushes him and his foot gets tangled in the rope that's going out the window.
And he falls out the
trips.
Window. And he falls out the window.
No.
Aww.
But he tripped.
He tripped.
Isaac, the one that, who runs after him into the other room.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't like me
those. Ooh.
I don't like me those. It's always creepy.
Ooh.
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 I like the background.
It sounds like I'm going to have to parry something soon.
Yeah, you want to roll a parry? He's hitting you both with claws. You roll 1d6.
Just one?
Yeah.
We hop on the banana.
The bananas.
Roll the 6.
All right, one of them misses you.
Yes.
It was for bananas.
Which is good, because
it's true.
That means it stops him from being able to get in his bite.
Nice.
You still take 10 points of damage, though.
That's not nice.
Then we go to Gazal.
He's more discreet.
What's Marcus up to? Line. Like, where's Marcus right now?
With a vine.
He just stabbed the guy that's on slashing you apart with his fucking dagger. And he's on the other side. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go after Marcus.
How about the guy that's slashing your pieces?
Yeah, you might want to get him off.
Yeah, okay. Right. I guess so.
I would imagine the music
stopped.
You know
what? If I need to shield myself. I'm at 17.
Oh, you don't know. That's all downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those loud
You just hear it to the... It's like the soundtrack to your battle.
Rogue's going to like,
with the staff. Shoot a guy. Which with is the like, staff.
Well, I could cast this.
I can hit him with the staff. He's fighting battle.
But if he has 10 minutes later.
But if he has the magic,
you're not gonna actually swing the staff, are you? You have like plus 1 to hit.
Go, boom, like
yeah, it's like really. I've tried telling you that before, dude. But you keep wanting to use that big black staff.
You're not a fighter. Just fucking hit him. All right, with
lightning bolt.
Okay. Acid or lightning?
I'll do
acid.
Remember, you also have maximize spell once a day.
I'll do acid.
Thought of swatting upside the head with the crystal skull a bad idea. Anyone?
That's a very bad idea.
Because it's magical.
It would break his bong.
He wouldn't be able to.
What
take
if we hit him upside the head with a flask?
He wouldn't be able to take hits. Here's one thing. The way it's positioned, with, like, basically the room is like this, facing us. He is right there.
Yep.
Moonbeam's right where Mark is. Right where the table is you, Xenos, Mark on the back. And then towards the window, which is that red carpet behind you, is the body, the 8 people, and with Marcus tripped over there. And then behind us in the next room is Hutzel and the other one. You could your lightning bolt because of cult. If you want to shoot the acid lightning through Xenos, you can hit Marcus if you go through him.
So you got to hit Mark,
too? He can use his uncanny dodge to try to dodge it, so you can hit both of them.
You want to do it? I can hit two people, man.
I swear to God, after you have my fucking back,
I think it's a good idea.
This is a BOGO. You got to do it.
We got to do it, Mark. You're Mr. I'm nimble, I'm square, look at me.
You always say to me, can I use uncanny dodge?
Yeah, now you can use it there.
Usually I want to use it against someone that's not on my team. That sure
yes, but
me.
Mark, we can hit two birds with one stone.
So basically this is what happens.
Do it like they do in Assassin's Creed.
When you make a dexterity check, you roll twice and you take the highest roll. What's the DC of your spells?
Team.
Right there.
16. Save DC. 16.
So you have to roll. What's your dexterity? Plus four, Mark? You have two dice to roll a 12 or better.
Oh, easy.
Well, right. Not 12 combined. A 12
more. Yeah, all right. Okay.
Is that how we're doing?
I guess so.
You want to raise the ante by maximizing the spell?
Yes.
Oh, God.
No, because then if you hit Mark, he's dead.
Yeah, if you hit me, I'm toast.
Well, I can bring you back to life. I got a potion. Can I bring him back to life?
Vaporize me with your Ryan, magical
do not so maximize the spell. Right. Now is not the time.
Mark, what if we do this and we didn't maximize? Oh, man.
John's trying to goat you into killing me. I can
tell. Can we bring him back to life if we kill him?
No.
It depends on how far you bring him negative.
Well, oh, hold on.
No
John,
maximum.
Worst
Brian,
case scenario. Worst case scenario. He's at 28. Worst case scenario. What would he go down to? Worst case.
He would go down to negative 12.
That's not that bad. And we can bring him back?
Yeah, but how far is it before you can't bring someone back?
Constitution 13
plus.
We're 7.
So you can go negative 20 before you actually die.
Okay. Max.
I say you're nuts. They say you have a...
Max. Call this good.
We're doing it.
I'm sorry, Mark. I voted for you.
This is democracy.
All right, Mark. All right.
Have you got 12 or higher?
Yeah, 12. You can get the roll two times. Okay, that was a 7.
Oh, God, Mark. Jesus.
Come on.
Oh!
I knew that was going to happen.
You're a horrible roller.
Why did you maximize...
Well, we can Bobby can bring you back.
I knew it was gonna happen.
And oh, you're actually only a negative 8.
Woohoo!
I'm only minus 8 of dead.
Nice.
Well, both of them get full on blasted.
Oh.
So Xenos is barely standing. Marcus, the acid just comes right over his body, and he just turns into the green smoke.
Sweet.
Oh, he dodged.
We vaporized him. Basically,
he turned into green smoke.
The one thing that does tell us is that he wasn't the one that made those guys into vampires.
So they're knocked out, dude.
We're not in Lost Boys.
Sorry, Mark. But you're a hero.
Now you're a hero.
Bring me back to life.
I should really bring him.
Bring me back.
What we got going on right now?
Okay. Xenos is very severely injured.
Okay.
Yes.
Like most of his flesh is missing.
Yes.
Marcus has turned into a cloud of green smoke.
He's dead. Supposedly.
And Isaac is in the other room fighting
the other Marcus to revive himself.
Xenos has, when's his initiative up? It's coming up soon.
Fuck up Xenos.
Fucking up Xenos. Can I do my,
just fuck up everybody and then I can bring you back later. I'm not gonna do
anything.
My
shillelagh? I'm gonna attack my staff there.
Are you bringing out the shillelagh?
I'm thinking about it.
Kinda. You could just
fucking with Tuzzle.
You could just attack him with your staff of striking without it.
We're gonna do actually 3 charges. 19.
You hit him with both sides of the staff. Geez.
6.
Yeah, 12. That misses. Okay. The first one hits with 3 charges. That's 1d4 plus 5
plus
3d6.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's 7 plus.
Show me the first one.
2.
3.
All right. 6. You just start pummeling the acidic form. After your one good solid crack, here is like skull split, and he turns into a cloud of green smoke.
Okay.
Nice.
Now it's Albert.
Can I throw the blood on my sword to ignite it, or is that
Yeah, you just throw the blood, and you say the magic word, and it starts flaming.
All right. Make a hiney ho.
I'm attacking him.
All right. Make a hiney ho.
10 plus 8.
Yay!
Thank God.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to deadly strike.
What's your modifier, 2?
Times 2.
Yeah, all right.
So
you roll 66 points of damage.
I'll take the little one. He didn't like the little one. It's too puny.
All right, you take a good hack at him.
Nice, Hustle, nice.
My ropes
and then we go to the top of the order. We got...
Would have been me, but I'm dead.
We have Enzio. Make a constitution save throw.
Plus one?
Yep. 12.
That means you didn't lose any more life.
Yay.
That basically, if you fail that, you continue bleeding.
Hey, you're a hero.
You're a hero.
You're a hero.
You're a hero two times over.
Yeah, you're a hero, man. You're going to go down in history.
Never have I had a member of my team do more damage in D&D than Ryan. Ryan to us.
It's like the worst.
Yeah, you have basically a 12 hit point window before you're dead.
Thank you.
All right, now we go to Marcus. You see the green fog go out the window.
Told you he wasn't dead.
Well, we knew.
What am I going to do? Like, capture smog? There's no spell like
you can't.
A bottle vapor. Don't worry, he's gone. We'll get him back.
Yeah. He'll come back eventually, I'm sure.
Oh, you think?
They always come back.
They always come back.
Anyone want to make a lore check?
I would, but I'm dead.
I only know military lore, so.
It's 8.
You can.
Yeah.
Do a check.
10.
You know that the only thing, when they're very damaged, vampire has to retreat to its coffin.
Which we know that the coffins are here. Well, we know they came in.
Yeah, you know they came in something. However, the fog breeze goes slower than a person walks.
Oh, fuck. So we could follow the fog.
If you didn't kill me, I could track, because I have track, but I'm dead, so...
And then it is Isaac who goes at
Hutzel
and fucking fails miserably.
Bobby,
then
do you
we go
after
to Kazog.
Yeah.
Or
no, fuck up Isaac first, and then bring me back.
Yeah, but me and Hutzel can take
it
Isaac.
It moves slower than molasses in January.
Well,
plus I have Ryan. I can just hop a horse.
I can turn into a horse.
I'm not gonna hop you, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna ride you.
Yeah, he actually can transform into a steed.
I'm not riding you, dude.
No,
they're like, we need to get out of here. Bobby's like, gotcha,
throw my lifeless body.
The warrior jumps on his back and rides out.
Throw my lifeless body on the back of the horse.
Give me a carrot.
Levitate over to us.
All right, this guy's like on his last legs, right? I just threw another lightning bolt, I guess. Something simple.
An acid arrow.
Acid arrow, yeah.
One lightning bolt and one acid arrow left.
Because it's going to be hard to memorize. What are all the spells I've cast today so far?
Yeah, use an acid arrow.
Make a slash for getting it. Put an X through it if you use it.
Yeah, you can do it that way. That's the way.
5 plus donkey balls.
what are you using?
Well, now I have to follow both of them.
Well, do us a favor and bring Living Dead Boy back before you take off.
Before I die completely?
Yeah, actually bring him back and then you guys can go.
Can I cast Cure Wounds and then jump out the window?
You saw movement after you cast a spell.
Cure wounds.
Like powder.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Sleep. You're a hero! You're a hero!
I'm gonna take the back of my hand and just.
Can I backstab
wisp.
Ryan?
No, because he's asleep. Just wisp it against
his
cheek.
You're like the most chaotic wizard ever.
You are Orko.
Alright, roll 1d8.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are Orko
Two. Plus, wait.
No, when you gain, you automatically start at 0, so you're up at 6.
Okay, there, you're alive.
I didn't know that Cure Wounds can actually be used as a pretty meaty offensive spell against the undead.
Yeah.
Because it does radiant.
Interesting.
So I'm at 6 now? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'd pop a potion.
Au revoir, bitches!
you got a potion, I think, Mark, or I can give you one. Or you got two.
I got one that I'm going to use in a second.
I'm taking another swipe at this guy.
Alright, swing it. Swing it, bitches.
Swing it!
Come on, Hutzel! This could be it.
Use the dice!
Nice. 14 plus 8.
Alright, another 66 points of damage.
Three more, please.
Do more what?
Three more.
Oh, d6.
Oh. I got 2.
That's over. Come on, Hutzel. Come on, Hutzel. Come on, Hutzel.
Come on, Hutzel.
You used 6 last time or just 5?
No, I did 6.
I don't think you used. Enough last time. I remember only 5.
Not that young.
That's
10,
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27.
Good thing we didn't go any higher. You're going to have to put his shoes on.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Poor Utzel, man.
So was yours.
All right, you take a good chunk out of him.
Fine. Well, how much? God damn it.
And then we go to Enzio.
Hold him for questioning.
Can I take a potion?
You could, or wait for a short rest. The encounter's almost over.
Okay. We only have six, so it's like...
It's how much are you gambling? You're doing a lot of gambling so far.
I didn't do any gambling. They killed me. I didn't do anything. I stood there.
You were like, you stabbed the guy in the back, and all of a sudden, a wave of acid just like
what
scalded
the frick?
You.
Like, what the deuce?
Wow. Now you have some nice, gnarly scars on your face.
Yeah.
So you just got the Isaac guy?
Yep.
Can I use sneak attack with the magic dagger?
Yeah, go for it. Roll 2d20. Take the lowest.
19.
10.
10?
Plus?
10 plus 7.
You hit him. 1d4 plus 5 plus 4d6.
Don't use the blue.
No, God, no.
All right, now let's see how much more.
4, 8, 12, 13.
That was quick.
So basically they're fighting. Mark gets back up now with this, like,
angry
like
look on my face.
This healed kind of scar on his face. For where he was burned by acid, and he comes running up behind Isaac and fucking stabs him with his keen dagger.
Can I run up behind Brian and then push him out of the way like at last second?
No, after you stab him, you can just point at Brian like,
that was for you, you motherfucker.
And Isaac just turns into a green fog.
Yay, finally.
And then I turn to you and go,
you're a hero! You're a hero.
Can I punch Brian? Because that'd be like a minor action. Can I just punch Brian out, just knock him unconscious, just to wake him back up again?
You're a hero. Mark.
All right, now what are you guys going to do?
Follow the smoke. Follow Flight Flyboy over here.
Yeah, we're going to have to check out follow the smoke.
What about all these people we just, like, freed?
Leave them. And what about healing? Are you guys going to take a rest? A breather?
You're
fine. I hate
to
say it, I'm fine.
Yeah, he was never injured.
He's fine.
I took 10 points. I'm at 57.
Oh. I'm at 15.
Well, excuse me.
Is there any way I can shout to them and tell them I got their path, you guys heal up? I'll send word with an animal messenger.
He does have animal messenger.
I think that's a great idea.
Like well, Bobby, I can
you're
come
way better
with you.
Magician
I
than this guy.
Have...
I can come... just keep you and Geared of Orko over here.
Oh, no, but he's got, like, the hardcore spells. I have
yeah,
only...
but just take, you just give them to you.
No, the druid has a lot of abilities.
Come on now.
Your stuff
I'm right
works.
Here.
I can just come with you. I've only taken 10 points of damage.
Yeah, cool. Hutzel, you turn into the horse. You can ride him.
You can ride him. And then you can send back a message.
You've just been waiting for that all
save
game.
Save a wizard, ride a cow, ride a...
Save a...
ride a druid.
Ride a druid.
I guess I will turn into a horse then.
Yeah!
So. Yeah! Hop on! Come on,
come on, hop on my back!
Wait, bareback? You're riding bareback?
Yeah, it would be bareback.
Well, I do have a question.
Yes, you will not be a virgin after you ride.
Oh, God. You are so twisted.
Yes, your card piece will fall off in the middle of the round.
The circlet, I didn't get any... That's only when I actually defeat an opponent, correct? When I get charges added to that?
Yeah, when you steal souls.
Okay, so...
You got no charges.
Okay.
No one's... But you can take the vat of blood that's left.
Or, we got eight people that are probably vampires.
Yes. Kill them all!
I mean, what?
I would kill them. But we're staying back. Why don't we kill them?
You can put them in
the cages.
These
two go.
I could. I would actually like to do that, but...
They could be, but they might not
they're
be.
They're not doing anything
now, but once I get some
how many
on,
dice are you guys
going
to use for your rest?
All right, I'm going with Bobby and going with 5.
All right, roll 5d6.
Okay. I'm rolling mine last time.
It's not hard for you to ride after. All
right.
Because they move as fast as he does in full armor.
Does that mean I go back to 51?
Doing all right, man. You need some oats? You want to fall over for some water?
So you fall. The fog goes outside the town. There is a... It goes off the trail that goes north. And there's a little small cave. And they go into the cave underground.
Another cave.
Oh, you know what it is?
We can go in during the day.
It's only and bloody. Pull them out. And will they burn in the sunlight?
Well... I think even if it's just daytime, they'll be weaker. He's going to send us a messenger mosquito.
Oh. Five.
You don't really know anything. You make a lore check.
He's not going to know anything. He's a tank.
Come on. Be smart.
What you could do, you could sleep in the...
7?
I'm going to sleep in the stone.
Yeah, but not during the day, though, because...
No, like right now.
Are you sending an animal messenger?
No.
No.
You sleep in the stone, send Hutzel back to get
Why
us.
Why would you do that?
Because Hutzel can't sleep in stone. He can.
He's trying to
the
king.
You're going to send a,
You're not the smartest.
Let's see.
Sometimes. All right, Mark, let them do their choices.
A swallow with,
my
like,
Lord.
A little note on his chest saying, like, exactly what the coordinates of the caves or whatever.
All right. All right, the two of you make lore checks.
Is it an African swallow?
No, it's a Brazilian swallow.
19.
Holy crap, Brian. All
right, you do
African
know
swallow can't carry a coconut.
Once the gaseous form reaches their coffins,
yeah,
they will regenerate the full very quickly.
Dolphins? You talking about dolphins?
Okay.
Are you Aquaman?
No.
So it's your call. Do you want to come to the caves and tell us that?
Yes. I want to come to the caves because I have a plan for the caves. But they're not back in there yet, are they?
This would be break time.
Yeah, they
entered the cave. Okay.
So then
so we're going back to the caves, and we're going to tell them.
That's cool. Yes. You're mesmerized by the dice, aren't you?
It's in a dream.
That's how you know if you're in a dream or not.
So, I'm sorry. I was so excited about my idea. What are we telling them again? Oh, God.
Something about dolphins.
No, we're not dolphins. Oh, what did you say, dolphins? John? I'm sorry. I know what you said, but just say
they
it again.
They heal very fast once they get back into the
coffin. All right, guys. We're back to the cave, right?
You guys follow the swallow.
Okay. I have an idea. Would you guys share?
I'm in my nighttime gear, ready to fall asleep in my stone.
You're sleeping against stone.
What if
what?
We have rope. Bubbles? We tie the rope around one of us, send them into the cave.
The cave is slanted, but it's not like a cliff.
No. But the idea is it's daytime. It's going to be daytime. We attack in the daytime. I have hold. I don't know how well that would work, but maybe I can.
But they're dead. You can't hold dead people.
Can I hold dead people?
No, that's what you said.
Can any
earlier.
Of us hold dead people?
Let's go inside and explore.
No.
Who has the most stuff?
What if we send you in as a horse?
You
and you put the coffin.
Yeah, he could horse.
We
out.
Had a cart.
And you drag the coffin right
Brian,
out of the cave.
Brian, you need to just let it go.
Oh, come
bad
on.
Idea.
Who has crafting? Do they have crafting?
I could also turn into a dinosaur and trample them to death. But like, you know.
Do you have pack?
Well, oh, come on, that would be a great
let's go
idea.
Let's go into the cave.
I said we go into the caves. Yeah, but could we take the rope? Bobby,
can we steal a cart?
Put it around the coffin, turn it to horse, drag the coffin out. It's in sunlight.
Dude, they're going to fight us back. They're not going to stay in the coffin while we drag
it
out.
But it's daytime. They're sleeping.
They can't get out.
I don't know why. If we go in there, we're just going to be stuck in there with them. If we can bring them out to us, it just seems like a better idea.
You can try that.
Here's another option. What? Is there any other exits to this cave?
You have no idea.
No idea. We should go inside.
Well, he's been sleeping
in stone. It's just a minor cave. It's not part
know.
Of the major networks.
Could we just...
I don't know. You guys think we should pull the... I think
we should explore the caves right now before it gets
too late. I think we should do
what
we do, but I gotta pee.
I left that in for a reason. Teach you a lesson. No peeing during Dungeons & Dragons ever.
So you guys wake. You guys wake in late morning, and you made 4 steaks before you went to sleep during watch.
Should have made more steaks, in my opinion.
You know your rest is over when Bobby comes out of the ground.
Good morning, guys.
Parks the grass.
Good morning, Constable. Good morning. Good morning.
The Earth told me a very funny joke.
What was it?
What did one rock wall say to the other rock wall?
What?
Are you hanging?
No, I'll meet you at the corner.
Wah, wah, wah.
What did the one stalactite say to the other stalactite? How's it hanging?
That's good. That's actually really good. I like stalactites.
All right, so what are you guys going to do?
Charge into the motherfucking caves.
All right, it's pitch black in the cave.
Okay, so Brian has to use light.
I'll light a torch because I actually have one. From our last encounter.
Do you want to use...
I'll do both.
I don't need like...
This banana's iffy.
All right. Those are the best kind. It's sweet.
Yeah, I hate them when they're black like that.
Why? Those are the best. It's not black.
They're mushy.
It's
give me that banana. I'll eat that part of that banana. You can have a fresh banana.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna swap some bed.
There you go, baby bear.
There you go, baby bear.
Thanks, Papa Bear.
All right. You guys... Enter. Bobby lights a torch. What's the marching order?
Because they have the two powerful, the two most guys with hit points.
So Hutzel's front or back?
Hutzel's up front.
Right.
Yeah. Kegler in back.
And we walk in, we go, hi ho, hi ho.
It's off the river.
We go.
Alright, you guys head down the pass. It's a very short. There's one branch off. In the branch off, you see a few more notes.
Make it like
some known, clothing.
Because you probably know this anyways. As soon as anything happens, I go straight to sneak mode.
Yep.
Okay.
You see some clothing.
Hey, it works.
A lot of it's like very ancient. There's another wide open room. You see, as you enter the room.
I hope Bobby gets really into this.
You see there's like a wooden chair, mm-hmm. a small desk with some paperwork on it showing some maps. You see arrayed around the room five coffins.
Five coffins.
Three of them are empty.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
You see sitting in the chair is someone you haven't met before.
Oh, balls.
But he's dark-skinned like Marcus. And he just seems to be watching you enter. He points at all you guys. He goes, there's some chairs for you.
Uh-oh. Did choose to stand, sir. Choose to stand.
Like he's been waiting for us?
Yeah. I'm good with standing.
So I can't sneak then.
What business do you have with us, and why should we even care?
All right, so this is what, there's five coffins in the room. Three of them are empty, and one guy's in the chair.
Can I, well, we know this is not magic.
Look up. Spot check.
There's two guys clinging to the ceiling.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah. Marcus.
Guys back out
and
of this
another
room.
Guy you didn't see are spider climbing on the ceiling.
I'm telling them to back out of the room. Like.
Yeah. We stay near the doorway.
We can talk this one out. We can't actually talk this out, I say to the guy at the desk.
And what exactly are your terms?
Okay.
Did you leave?
You're vampires. You need to feed. You can't do it the way that you're doing it right now.
Duh.
We'll capture you vagrants and you eat them. How about that?
That's an option.
Wait, we can work something out with them.
I'm the constable of the town.
The
these people have done crimes
in the
here.
World.
How many bodies do you need to fill your crew a week?
There's five of them. A lot.
Yeah, but Bobby's got a point.
You can only feed them so long before they're just gonna like.
Yeah, but
they're gonna run out of people.
The later. Bad guys. You just feed the bad guys.
We're
to
on
them.
An island, Brian. We will eventually run out of people. Bad guys.
People are gonna be like, you know what? Go to that island. You're gonna disappear.
He's like, you made quite a stir at the club last night. My friend showed up quite injured.
He attacked us.
Marcus can be a little
impetuous and petulant. Yeah.
Quite. He hasn't been around as long as I have.
What's your name?
My name's Laszlo.
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 It's a character from
we
Chris
were bound,
of
we
City.
Were bound for the Kingdom of Glassfield when our transport was hijacked at sea.
By a certain Isan?
I don't know who. I was
I'm telling
sleeping
you,
at the
it's
moment.
By a certain man named Isan.
We can bring you. We can bring
no,
him
I
to
know
you.
Who hijacked their transport.
I say we bring him to him.
Warren Cartella.
Was us genius. They were being transported by werewolves. Werewolves usually serve vampires.
No? Is that a bad idea?
What are your terms?
Could
you we have objectives on the mainland. We do have to get there.
So you don't really want to stick around. You would like to take off.
Yes, but there were certain problems and a lot of ships became very scarce for a while due to some being dry docked from lack of repairs. So we were stuck here for a little while.
Well, constructing your nightclub did not help the matter anyway, you know. No one did any
well,
work because of the nightclub.
We needed to have our own entertainment as well.
You could ask him about the gold, Mark. Ask him if there was ever any gold.
The reason why we started poking around your establishment was because I was sent by my employer to look for missing gold that was in the crates that you were.
Yes, we were transported with some of our gold.
And why would my employer want the gold that was in your crates? What would be his...
Why would anyone want the gold that was in our crate? It was quite a substantial amount of
delish
wealth that we gold. Brought from where we've been resting.
And how would he know, is what I'm asking.
Well, didn't Isan say it was his?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so that's
but a pirate,
how you...
anything he finds yeah. is his.
Oh, okay.
But we don't know that.
I get the feeling we've been duped.
Can you get your two gentlemen off the ceiling? I mean, the least that you can do for us is, and we're coming and talking to you, get them on the ground.
All right, they jump down from the ceiling.
Thank you. All right, so we have issues here. I'm going to pull out the ledger that actually shows the bodies, the hidden bodies.
It seems you were snooping around in Marcus's office.
His office door was open.
We're looking for the gold that we were sent to search for. We weren't planning on finding vampires. We were planning on finding smugglers.
Yeah, it probably was not what you were expecting.
Oh. It was a little bit more than that.
We didn't expect to get an attack. We just want to dance.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't we all?
Trust me, you don't want to see him dance.
So how about this? The nightclub needs to stay up. I'm assuming you guys are making an ass load of money off of that.
We are making a sizable profit to buy ourselves a ship to return to our home.
Okay, so that needs to stay
your
the
home.
Mainland.
Is that a slip of the tongue?
Where is your home located?
We're going to the Glassfield. We've been summoned.
By who?
Who?
Of course, our master.
Who would be?
He pulls his shirt open, and you see an amulet on his chest of a skull with a silver skull with red eyes.
Brian?
Dun. It was the same symbol that the cultists that performed the ritual at
the... Can I recall lore?
It's the same symbol that was at...
It's the dark one.
The obsidian tower. One. The same person that Reese worked for.
This is your gents, guys.
I take out my crossbow and shoot him right in the face.
Initiative. All right.
Square in the...
All right, roll initiative.
Square in the heart. It's going to happen sooner or later anyways. What are we waiting for? Why are we trying to negotiate with vampires? Like, it's magically like, oh, you know what? These people go to the land and eat those people, then just bite them later. Can I shoot right for the heart?
13.
Oh, don't 16.
Plus. Number of pluses.
Plus 2. 18.
So what'd you get?
I got 13.
We're missing two vampires.
We're in the...
No, we're missing three. No.
No, the two guys are down.
Two guys
the
up.
Guy sitting is one, right?
Yep.
So there's two we don't know.
And there's two inside the coffin.
Two in the coffins.
No.
There's two. Yeah, there's two closed coffins.
Yeah.
Okay. There's one sleeping.
Okay. That should all be all in there. We know that one's Marcus. Do I know the other guy that jumped down from the thing? Does he look like...
Xenos.
He's like the other ones.
He's
dark skinned.
Okay, so.
But is he Xenos or Isaac?
He's not
Xenos or Isaac.
Yeah, they're back in the
They're company. The youngest of the vampires.
Yeah, so they vaporize and went back.
You pull out your crossbow and draw it up slow mo fucking commando style.
Matrix.
You see, Laszlo is unbelievably fast.
Uh-oh.
And jumps up from his chair, runs across his table, and pulls a sword that he has on his belt. It's like a hand and a half sword. Mm-hmm. They can be used both. They call it bastard sword. It can be used both one and two-handed. And as soon as you pull it out, your torch goes out.
Oh.
You'd have to be able to see. This is why you should have cast it up. This is going to be bad.
You take
really
11 points of damage, Enzio.
I didn't even do anything.
You pulled the crossbow.
You basically pull it, and he just like leaps like in True Blood where they move so much faster than you. He pulls out his blade. You see his blade looks like it has like frost all along its shaft, and it just literally your flame just gutters out as soon as he draws his blade.
I can't use Uncanny Dodge or anything?
No. Now it's your turn.
We're dark. It's dark.
And you can't see anything.
Try to hide, Mark.
Yeah, can I?
I was hoping you'd come in with only non-magical flames.
Because
every time you draw that blade that he has, it can extinguish all non-magical flames around
it. We should have.
Non-magical.
No one listens to that. And I'll use Ring of Ram and just shoot it randomly in
roll.
Random direction of that they were.
If you roll bad, you're going to hit one of us. I know it.
Maybe I'll hit you.
14
plus 7 is a 21.
I roll again.
Oh, things are happening.
Things that,
Go bump in the night.
Yes.
Almost, a little bit more. Why don't you just re-roll?
Just let it be, Mark.
Just get in.
Let
it be. Get in there.
There you go, you got it.
Let it be.
Yep,
let it be.
You see it? Yep. You know, this is really exciting. This is the video image that we wanted.
I'm not going to bend over and go grab it. That's the thing.
Got it.
Way to go, Bubby.
People playing footsies with dice under the table.
Woohoo! 4.
All right, how many charges?
Well, we've had an extended rest, so don't they all come back?
Yeah. You have up to 3.
I'll use 1.
All right, roll 1d6.
6.
Nice. All right, you hit something and you hear it crash into the desk.
Not sure who it is, but...
Basically, you feel like a freezing blade slice across your chest, and you're just like, boom!
Oh, all right.
Well, I'm assuming it's none of us because he didn't say make a saving throw, so...
Yeah.
Yeah! So I took damage, but I took him down.
Now, Chester.
Mm-hmm. Chester, couple pot. Do you have any kind of light? Got any kind of light things?
Mm-hmm.
Use it.
Caught my hands. Wall of fire.
That is, will shed some life on this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's five vampires standing in front of the table.
Well, I say
two,
well,
John
light.
With bad news, and five,
all
four,
that fancy clothing, three, I'm just gonna torch two, the wardrobe. They're gonna be so pissed.
Wow, that actually does a decent amount.
Can we just vaporize the vampire? That would be awesome.
All right, a wall of fire just ripped across. The two closed coffins light on fire. The table lights on fire.
Nice.
It is made of wood.
Laszlo rolls off the table.
Okay.
And avoids it. His two compatriots, Marcus, rolls off as well. However, Isfahan, the one you don't know,
yep,
does not. And roll, you do 5d8 points of damage.
5d8?
Wow.
Wasn't
holy crap. Okay.
Marcus still hurt from last conversation?
No.
No, they regenerate people.
Yeah.
The only reason the other two aren't is they're not strong enough to come up, wake up during the day. Assassin.
3, 2, 5.
11. 14. 22.
That's 8. 14, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Isfahan, his clothing is all
simple
on fire.
Map I can handle.
All their maps and their table is on a blazing right now. And you can see the coffins are starting to open and the other two vampires are on fire. But they're not really moving that fast.
Good. We only got to deal with Laszlo guy.
And Marcus,
but we already beat him once, so that's all we have to really do.
Now it is after that. Albert.
Hack and slash.
Wow, a lot of stuff going on.
Hack and slash.
Well, you could probably take out. Well, no.
Well, I'm trying to. The two vampires aren't moving. I kind of feel like we should just.
Have to web them.
Did you bring the blood with you, like I told you to?
Yeah.
From another place? Cover your blade with blood. Ignite that motherfucker. Then lap onto Laszlo Cobblebot.
Chester Rumblebot?
I'm
trying to think of the guy's name from Weird Science.
Which
real
one?
Science.
Like, lay the room out for me. Where are the enemies?
Oh, Francis Liquid's not.
All right, this is the table.
This is right here. Little map.
That's basically a pretty good
representation
of what's going on.
What's going on in the room. Our boy over here, Bobby.
So I basically have three guys directly in front of me.
Two guys. One guy is on the table on fire. You can attack him, but you would have to dive into the wall of fire.
You
want to
do that. Yeah. The other two guys are trapped in the coffins, and they're on fire as well.
All right, is there one of them I can attack without jumping into the fire?
Laszlo or Marcus.
All right, which one took damage?
Laszlo.
Laszlo's the only one to take him damage.
And he's the leader. I get sent it.
Well, what about Isvin?
He's on fire right now.
Yeah.
He's not trapped in it, but he's taking a substantial amount.
Ooh, that one's a nasty one.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, buy one, get one.
Fire versus ice.
L-A-Z-L-O. Laszlo, you're dead.
18? Nice.
Remember Laszlo from Real Science?
Yes, I do.
Don't kill me. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm trying to think of his name in the end of
his
character's name.
Real Science. I thought it was from UHF.
Real Science. I'll kill him right now.
If it hits, I am dead.
He's a real genius.
Alright,
real genius.
You just barely hit him. He went to try to parry your blade, but he missed.
Alright, so.
People around watching this are not going,
3d6 plus my strength modifier, right?
Yep.
So it's 6, 7.
That's like the 8th best Velcro.
Oh, I would make a difference.
19 points of damage.
No, top secret is one of the best Velcro.
You bring it down, you cut into him, and he looks royally pissed off.
Nice.
I don't know. I
now
I think the
it
same
is
Ryan's turn.
But that was a good one.
Isan's turn. Istan is going to weep at the person that just set him on fire.
That's me. That's you.
No.
Laszlo Holyfield.
Come at me, ass.
Laszlo Holyfield.
You take 5 points of damage.
What is it?
Laszlo Holyfield.
Okay. He catches you with one claw. That was amazing. His body is still on fire.
Luster, super snot, whatever.
Cool, I'll give him the ice next turn.
Liquid snot.
I believe he might do.
He might.
No, it ends his turn. He doesn't take more damage.
Professor Jerry Hathaway.
Alright, then after that it goes to. Kaza, the fastest.
I'm doing lightning bolt, and if I do lightning bolt, who could I hit? I mean, how many could I hit at once?
Why don't you use your acid thing? That seems like last
They're time. Lined up like this. So before they were lined in a line from you. See, they're in a line in front of you, like a T.
Yeah.
You could run to one end and shoot down the line.
Because I can't climb.
Which would hit everyone, including Hutzel.
Do it. Go maximum. Go maximum.
Or.
Wait.
You could just hit one.
You could do it.
What about Thunderwave? Thunderwave hits another one.
Be a hero.
It would hit all of us, dude, including you guys.
No. You and all three vampires.
No, if I did the lightning, yeah, I
you
could
have armor
hit,
on,
I would
so
hit
you.
Well,
survive.
Yeah, he's got armor on, so would
what
that...
What about Thunderwave?
How bad will we hurt him if I...
Wait, he's only at 67.
Only emotional.
Oh, you're fine,
like
dude! You can do it! Can I parry the lightning ball?
That was a
you're
great
like,
album. Best album. Anyway.
Parry the lightning bolt.
Parry the lightning bolt.
Parry the platypus.
All right. Yeah, I'm doing lightning bolt.
Ice turn.
Right around.
Parry the lightning.
And Hutzel, he'll survive this.
All right, roll dexterity.
Come on, Hutzel. Let's go.
Let's see.
Phoenix I have a plus two. We're crazy here. This is like Crazy Eddie's bargain.
Crazy Eddie. Our deals are crazy.
13?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No. Brian's going to kill
right,
another
you,
one.
Did you do the maximize?
Yeah, because
we're doing maximum.
Yeah. So you take 36 points of damage, you're down to 31. Hustle.
Good God.
That's not bad.
That's half my hit points, you tard. I can give you a potion. Do you have a potion?
You have three potions.
You better make me three more for this shit.
I will.
You're like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like right before the Total Recall when the face
his eyes
off.
Pop out.
Unfortunately... The two of them saved, so they take half damage. The only one that didn't save was the only one that didn't save to get out of the fire, too. So Isfahan takes another holy issue of things, and he's barely hanging on. His body looks scorched from electricity, and the other parts of it's on fire.
I love it.
So he's just like...
He's toast.
A corpse, literally. He's just nothing.
All right, then we go to the top of the order.
That's me!
And then Laszlo.
Mark, take that guy out. Just fucking...
You're not as fast as Laszlo.
You can take out Isvin.
Yeah,
really
can I crossbow
take out
Isvin.
He's right here. So, yeah.
I'm gonna crossbow
all right,
Isvin.
Laszlo continues his assault upon the warrior.
We're all heroes here.
We're all heroes.
You're the freaking traitor wizard.
He hits you with both sword strikes.
Who, me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna parry at least one.
All right.
Come on, parry well.
Parry Winkle.
Not well at all.
Oh my God.
It actually had another dice.
Nice.
Actually, another dice. Can you roll again? Because it's like, you know, temperament deflected.
Oh, yeah. How much damage am I taking?
Let's see that,
John. Am I at zero?
Just chucked across the
room. You take 20 points of damage.
Take down!
Am I 12?
Come on, warrior.
Now he slashes you, bringing it across both times. Now, this is the best part. You bring up your blade to block. His sword comes down right on your blade, and your blade shatters.
Oh! He broke
your
magical sword.
As frost just goes right down your blade, and it breaks into shards.
He broke your magical sword.
Dude, what the fuck? Worst game ever.
Wow, it passed Halo 4 for worst game ever.
Wow!
That's amazing.
Worse than Hustle 2?
Dude.
Anytime Hustle doesn't do right in a game, it's the worst game ever.
Dude, this that's was, a little more
this,
than not doing right.
This wasn't your fault. This wasn't your fault.
It's Brian's fault. Blame Brian. Kill everybody. I'm going to crossbow Laszlo Cobblepot. Laszlo Holyfield. Laszlo is actually spelled L-A-Z-L-O.
What am I going to do now? I have, like, a stake. That's it. I have no weapon that I can defend myself with.
Don't you have another heavy sword?
I have a silver long sword, but,
that's
like...
a sword?
I'm not going to be able to apply any of my modifiers to it,
I'll give you stone
dude.
Skin. Help you out.
I'm going to give you my stone fist, you worthless wizard. I can't believe my sword broke, dude.
All right, what are you doing? Stop antagonizing.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, man.
I'm going to crossbow Laszlo Hollyfield.
All right. You're obsessed with the crossbow, but you remember, the only way it's going to kill him automatically is with a 20.
What else can I do? I have nothing else.
Stab him. I told you, if you get a critical hit with a wooden weapon, it kills him instantly.
Yes, wooden
that's
weapon,
a
Mark.
5% chance of instantly killing him.
Yes, I made
I'll
all of us
stab
stakes.
Him with a stake. But is he on fire in the fire thing?
No, not Laszlo.
No.
Laszlo's the boss. He's the one that just fucking
yes, I'm gonna stab Laszlo with a dagger. Not the stake.
You can roll it twice because Hutzel's there.
19. 7. I'll take the 19, please.
Yeah, if it was 20, it would have instantly killed him.
I know.
So close.
But 19.
All right.
Then I roll D6.
Roll 5 D6.
5 D6s. I need some D6s, everybody.
I got you.
Round them up, boys.
Here's one.
Yeah, I got
it. We got it right here. I got tiny ones.
Dude, I can't believe my shit shattered. And I'm at 12.
Ooh, that's a lot of numbers.
That's 12.
15, 17, 20.
Yeah, dude, what am I going to do? I have no
You
weapon.
Run up, you stab him right in, like, below the heart. You see, you drive him back. He's merely wounded.
I'm going to give you something when this is over with.
I'm going to give you a shield.
I'm going to punch you. That's what I'm going to do.
It's too weird. And then, let's listen to these guys bicker
then,
about what they're doing.
Then it is Chester's turn.
Okay.
Let's finish him off.
Now, Wall of Fire's, I don't have to concentrate on that.
Oh, you do have to concentrate on it.
So that would be my action if I want to keep
no,
going.
No, no. The way concentration works is concentration. You can concentrate on one thing at a time. If you cast another spell that requires concentration, it will fizzle out. So, or if, like, something big happens, like, you know, you get fucking, like, you're drowning or you're doing something very distracting.
Can I attack and still...
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I give you something?
All right.
What, dude? Like what?
Do I want to attack? Do I want to...
Is that what I can help you with?
Just
you
get
have, like,
rid
a
of
magic fixer.
Do I'm gonna get rid of his vent completely, or do I want me to attack the main here. Guy? Hey, Johnny Thumb, Iggy Pop. Right, should I attack?
We're deciding if we should Laszlo? Attack Laszlo or
go for the miners. Go for the smaller characters.
I say kill the leader.
Well, isn't
Laszlo the most wounded? Istan is very wounded as well.
Yes.
Well, hopefully, I don't know how it works in D&D, but if you kill the master vampire, hopefully the other ones either
are
screwed or at least weakened.
I'm popping Laszlo, then.
Like a pimple.
Nope. Just going to go in quarterstaff, then.
Okay.
I'm going to blow some of the expertise things, or whatever the heck that was. That is D20.
Those are extremely good. Waited?
Oh, my good die.
My good die, he says. Yeah, so good he got a one.
One!
That's right, the good die.
All right, we go to Albert. You just got electrocuted.
My sword broke, and I'm half dead.
It was like the scene from Game of Thrones.
Red Wedding?
Where you brought up your flaming sword against the hound, and the hound just shattered through it.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. What do I just take a knee and wait for the end? I mean, come on.
Don't Tebow this.
Stab him with your stake, dude.
Yeah, stab him with your stake. You got a stake.
You made him. Might as well use him.
Yeah, go for it, dude.
Dude. All right, whatever. Laszlo with a stake.
18!
In the laboratory.
All right, roll 2d6.
So half-heartedly.
7.
All right. You lunge forward, and you stab him right in the heart.
Oh!
You
and
killed him!
Yay!
He dies.
Yay!
He just disintegrates in the dust.
Yay, that's all.
There you go,
dropping his sword.
Yay.
Great, so I trade fire for ice.
Well, at least you got something.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on
now. Fire sword.
It's a sword that breaks other swords.
Yeah.
How is that better than
better
the sword,
sword
that you had?
Well, we'll see.
Obviously, you didn't have a good sword, or it wouldn't have broke.
Okay, then it's like in it's a different video game. You're like Sub-Zero.
You're Mega Man.
Mega Man.
You just killed Blizzard Man.
Yeah. You got the Blizzard.
You're Sub-Zero
sword.
Now.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Then that is your turn. They so then we go the to guys. Isfahan, who is still trying to kill the guy that...
Him.
Me.
At least I have to
doing 6 points of damage. And then we go to the bottom, Kazaa.
Who we got left? We got,
I swear to God, you use Lightning Bolt again. That stake is going through you, buddy.
No, I will not use... who do we got left?
Marcus.
Marcus?
The weapon.
You know, I'll go Acid Arrow at Marcus.
Okay. Roll,
Oh, damage?
3d8. He gets the dexterity save.
12.
Nice.
20.
That's a good guy.
Yeah, that was it. You melted off like part of his face and one of his arms.
Nice.
Oh man, Maisie's not. You should
one arm bandit.
Yeah.
Now, it's Marcus's turn. Who then lunges at you?
With one arm.
Well, he's still got bones with tendons.
Oh, I think so.
Now Mark. It is.
John,
it's
too weird.
It's your turn.
The same thing as I don't have a stake anymore, right?
No.
I can't pick it back up again after I just used it.
Oh, you could if you wanted to, but like I said, it's really not that great.
Can use an arrow like a stake, I guess.
Yeah, take the stake out, put it in your
thing. I was told I have to hit a Zach shot to kill the thing.
Well, try it. Gamble.
It's all about gambling.
Well, because Marcus is going after Brian, right?
Yeah.
So I can sneak attack.
Here you could.
Sneak attack and magic dagger.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right, roll 2d20.
Come on, Mark. Come on, Mark.
19.
Nice. Oh, he's rolling 19.
19.
All right. Wow. Now you do... 1d4 plus 5 plus 46.
4.
So 9.
9 plus 46.
12. 5, 17.
Plus 9.
Plus 9 is
26.
I'm going to miss that sword.
You're our hero.
All right, you come up behind him and, like,
fuck him
Marcus
up.
Almost stumbles to the ground, but he's barely clinging together. It is now Chester's turn.
Really? It's just Marcus that's left?
Marcus is Istan's still standing.
Istan's going after
but
you,
but they're both wounded. Istan's going towards you.
Dude, this guy
Marcus is trying to kill him.
Well, the two minor ones are still around too, right?
They're just burning in their coffins.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they haven't moved yet, so...
Yeah, I'm good... take out Isvan or whatever his name is. I have tree shape.
So you still have your stake.
I can go bark skin.
Does he still have his stake, though?
Oh, I'm such an idiot.
You didn't bring it.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
I'm going to...
What is it? Announce it so we know what it is next time so we make sure you use
I'm
it.
I'm going to. Okay. I'm going to walk up to the gentleman and go like, now some epically crazy thing like, you're dead meat, and just heal, cure wounds or whatever.
He already is dead meat.
No, I'm using cure wounds on him.
I know, but he already is dead meat, though.
Yeah, well, he's about to be even deader.
Okay. Well, roll 48, and he takes half.
Okay.
I got you don't actually have to touch him.
Oh, cool.
You can shoot 25 feet.
Well, I don't want to. 2.
7. 9.
You kill him.
Yay!
You release a ball of light, and he just fucking disintegrates in the dust.
Yay! Yay.
Now we have
Albert. Thanks a lot.
All right. I'm waiting for someone to do it.
Oh, no. Should I try and pick up the sword?
Use the new magic sword. Kill him with his own person's sword.
I don't know how much it's going to do against him, though. It's
true
ice.
True death.
Huh, that was a real humdinger, wasn't it? It seemed like everyone had fun. I hope you had fun. But Lord Albert Shaw, come on. Oh, stop complaining. You had a good time. I know you had a good time. I heard it. It was there. Beseech you. And you, listener, if you enjoy what you just heard, leave us some form of contact, please. Please find us on Dungeonetics, Facebook, Instagram, email, and of course, thank you very much to the gentleman at freesounds.org. A wonderful university.
Not as good as my old school. Well,
there
he
goes again. Shh.
If you kill the
I'm thinking outside the box. It involves a knife and you. Come on,
you
worst
wizard I've
ever
encountered.
Yeah, but I didn't break your sword. Absolutely,
I didn't break your sword.
Now, is it my turn yet?
Everyone's dead, dude.
The two in the casket that were flaming?
Yeah, they're just burning piles of ash.
Okay, you can attack if you want, Mark.
I just want to make sure. You know, you don't want to leave, you know, any chance of them being alive.
We got bad news. Who's going to run the discotheque?
I am!
We
disco,
can.
Disco, disco, ah! Disco, disco, ah! Disco,
disco, ah!
Kill
him. Are you scratching these off as you use them?
No. Well, I used the lightning, yes.
That's the whole, purpose of the spellbook.
Right, you have...
No, don't cross them out. Erase them. That's why we're using pencil.
Pencil.
Okay, so you have...